TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to the folks on the YouTube stream. We got some news, people. You heard Byron Kerr there. Marcus going to start on Sunday. A lot of conspiracy theories floating around. I'll say this. At 3-10, if there's a question, you look at it differently than if this team was 7-6 and fighting for a wild card team. I think that's obvious and doesn't require like a lot of analysis. I want to let folks chime in. Dan Quinn, unclear if they're going to shut him down. Jaden Daniels, if I had to guess, wants to play. That's how that dude is wired. Let's let the folks talk. Joe is in Manassas. What's up, Joe? What do you think of the Jaden Daniels news?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I love the show as always. I wanted to ask you a couple questions. Like, him not being able to play seems a little weird, man. Like, I mean, I understand, like, I don't want to get into that, but, like, those aren't the same doctors that cleared Herbert after a week's surgery. You know what I mean? Like, that is not the case. To bruise, no structural damage, to not, you know, it's a pain tolerance thing. I really think he should be out there, but that's beside the point.
Can I ask you a question?
To click on something. Yeah, go ahead, bud.
Like, Herbert, if you look at the Chargers' schedule down the stretch, they desperately needed a win. And their backup is Trey Lance, who's terrible. Like, I think we can all allow some level of honesty in the discourse. No, not all injuries are the same. Not all situations are the same, period.
The man had surgery. You're talking about a bruise or, you know what I mean, a swelling or the pain tolerance. Like,
they were desperate for him to
play. He had a surgery on the back of his hand. Where they had a big
right,
pad
you thought,
on
we're
it,
also talking just, about a non-throwing arm as well. But yo, but that being said,
it's not the same. It's not the same, bro.
No, I completely understand. What I'm just saying is, sometimes there's a little bit of desire more to play than other players want to play. And I understand you're going to say he wants to play. He's a football player, but if you question whether or not
Jaden wanted to play. You're wasting your time right there.
Well, I understand that. I'm not questioning that. But, like, a week goes by, he could have went in that game. But I understand, like, swelling, whatever, you know, adrenaline, whatever you guys say. But a week goes by, he fell on his elbow, man.
Let me break it down for you. I see what you're trying to do, and it's not going to work, but let me help you out. In this day and age, coaches and doctors and front offices hold players out. It's not the players not wanting to play. So in this situation, believe me, it ain't that player that don't want to play. That's 100,000%. I'll put my life on that one. So people, and that's why guys get a hell of a reputation these days because everything above them hold them out of games, and the fans gonna blame the player. That player wants to play. I guarantee you that.
I get. The industry is to take what the coach says and pick it apart. But I, I also think we got to recognize maybe he's hurt, can't play. Maybe it's 50-50 and they're just not letting him play. I feel much stronger that whether it is ownership, whether it is general manager, I think somebody is leaning on the scale towards protect him for the long haul. And if the elbow is sore and swollen, whatever it is, they're like, at least this week, it's a no. Somebody that matters is saying no. Maybe it's just the doctors. But, like, Dan Quinn's not going to tell us that.
That's He's just- not supposed to. But that caller was trying to start a narrative that I am not going to let happen.
That you think he was trying to say Jaden doesn't want to play? Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
That's where he was trying to go, and that's why I know. We're going to let that happen. That's BS.
Let's go to line four. Mike is in D.C. What's up, Mike?
Gentlemen, it's a bizarre year, but unfortunately, I think ownership has just gotten involved. It's not saying anything. That's not saying Dan Quinn doesn't want to coach hard or Jaden Daniels doesn't want to play hard. There's just a circumstance where a very, very valuable asset is unfortunately very, very vulnerable right now in this particular season, in this particular circumstance, with all these injuries, with a $6 billion investment team, and then you also have, like, a new stadium, and then the coaches are gone. I mean, we kind of know that. It's 100%. If not all of them, most of them. So you can't, even though they're great guys and they have all the right intention, you have to protect the asset, and it is 100% an ownership decision. What do you think,
Brian? Right. And if it is, I'm cool with it. Because that's the only people that I think will come in and make that main decision. Ownership by way of Adam Peters. You know, the coach is supposed to get the player ready, and those people that's going to protect the asset, that comes above the coach. But, like, you know, I'm not going to allow a fan to call in and say something as stupid and asinine as that dude. That's that little dude that called before with that dumb stuff.
Well, it's also like coaches get up there and lie every week. Dan Quinn prides himself on saying nothing. Like, a lot of coaches do this. I'm not blaming DQ for it. To assume that this is all driven by what you said he could play Sunday, and now you say he can't. What happened? What changed?
But he could have played Sunday. He probably could have played Sunday.
He probably could play this weekend.
The thing is, like, listen, man, injuries happen weird, bro. There are guys who finish up games, and then the next week can't play. Because when you're going, like you say it all the time, when you have adrenaline going and you go through stuff, sometimes you don't feel what you feel. When you relax, you go, oh, hell, that was that bad? And then naturally they'll say, oh, no, let's just take a little break. Take a week off. You know, but he was trying to start some other stuff, and I'm not falling for that.
Well, I mean, whatever. We moved on from that. I'm moving it forward. Steve is in Silver Spring. What's up, Steve?
Hello.
Yo, you're up.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry,
you there,
man.
Steve?
You know what? I think that he should be playing. Even if he didn't get hurt, I think he should be playing the rest of the season. You know, me and you the same age. He chose to be a football player. He's not a librarian. He doesn't drive a truck. You know, he chose to play football for a living. And he should be playing football if he's healthy. Be like, I agree with you. You know, these guys, we complain in the NBA all the time that it's load management and these guys are not playing, but they're still getting paid. If Jaden's healthy and he's not playing, then that's load management. And he should be playing football. I don't care if it's the last game of the year and he's 2-10. He needs to develop as a football player. That's my take on it. Thanks, B.
All right, man.
I think load management, to me, the premise of load management is to give people games off
when they're healthy
to keep them healthy. I don't think that's what this is. Does anybody think Jaden's at 100% and they're just benching him?
No.
I think that's banana land. Now, is he at, I don't know what the threshold is, 50%, 60%, 70%, and they're telling him he's not playing? I could see that. Maybe the injury is significant, though. Maybe it took 24 hours to swell up. Like, even Zach Ertz, let's just try to pause for a moment from the conspiracies, because it's just like, that's where everybody runs. Even Zach Ertz, who we all saw that hit and knew what happened, they couldn't officially announce that the knee was ripped up till they did the MRI the next day. Like, mm-hmm. If I had to guess, somewhere between Josh Harris and Adam Peters, there was a conversation about what are we doing here? What is the long-term play here? How do we protect this young man? And at that point, whatever that threshold for health is, may have changed. I don't think it has anything. And to call it load management misses the mark to me. I think load management is sitting down healthy players. I don't think anybody thinks Jaden is healthy right now.
Nope.
Healthy enough to play in the NFL is very different than healthy, but I don't think anybody could argue he's healthy. Let's go to Q-Ball in D.C. What's up, Q-Ball?
Q-Ball.
My main man, B. Mitch. Listen, I just feel like this whole thing is a circus. But can I ask you something, B. Mitch? We saw the performance of that Denver game. It was dynamite. Even though they lost the game, I saw a lot of heart and effort out there that didn't exist prior to. I felt like Mariota had some momentum, even though the last drive killed him personally probably. But I just felt like, do you feel like that momentum from that game should have carried over to allow him to start this past game that they look so bad in? And nothing to do with JD coming out there. We know he's got heart. We know he's got the passion to play. But clearly, I just felt like the momentum carryover from that Denver game, whether he was healthy or not, I just felt like Mariota should have got the start. What do you think?
Well, I just think when Jaden got healthy, I think he was going to start. So I think these guys understand who their starting quarterback. Even Mariota understands that. So that's why, I in a regular situation, maybe, yes. But this one, no. Because when he got healthy, he was going to play.
I don't know.
And I think it's that game, the momentum didn't carry over with any person. Defense, nobody.
Yeah, I think you've got a kid that has been hurt all year, more or less. He's played four complete football games. He's had three different injuries, but this is the first time he re-injured something. You've got a team that's 3-10 coming off their worst performance in 2 years. I think the scales can be tipped by owners, by general managers, where they say, listen, I know you want to go, but you're at least taking the game off. We're at least resting this thing. Yeah. And then we'll have a discussion
and
about the remainder.
And that is their right. You know what I mean? That's their right to step in and say that because they, for them, they have a hell of an asset to protect.
You're listening to B. Mitch Finley. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Our guy Jupe is on the line calling from the DMWV.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, look.
What up, Jupe?
Let me start off by saying this. I got to give you guys the utmost respect and props, especially during times like this season. You're getting a lot of these sidewalk GMs calling in. In this other group, I like to call the ignorant, where they call in with the most ignorant things to say in the call, when they call in the group chat. Because for me, I'd be ready to fight people. I ain't going to lie. So I got to give y'all guys props on that. But look, at the end of the day, I like to keep it positive. And the one positive thing I feel like this team can take into next year is the mental toughness from all the adversity they went through this year. They should be so mentally tough for next year. Regardless what happened with JD5, you know, I hope he comes back and get a couple more games in this season. If not, it is what it is. But, you know, let's just stop with the narratives. I feel like it's ticky-tack. We choose who to put these narratives on certain players and other players they don't. Toe barrel. He should be injury prone, but I don't hear people saying he's injury prone, but they want to keep labeling him at the injury prone. That's all I got to say for you guys.
All right, brother.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate you, Juke. We'll keep the phones going. Call in if you want. I want to let my man Landfill weigh in, but I think he's juggling all the phones. Let's go to Commander Tequila. Hello, Commander. How's North Dakota?
Nice and cold. Cold in our negatives. But either way, I want JD, you know. He wants to play. I want to play. But he had an asset. He's a very valuable player. Very, very valuable player. If I'm putting money in to this guy, this player, that played great last year, that we were seeing good things coming this year,
Lamville, throw the commander on hold. He's in the frozen tundra of the
wind tunnel.
Yeah.
Wind tunnel.
Good luck, commander. I'm kind of worried about you, dog. Let's go to Larry in La Plata. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. Long time. One of your callers mentioned that it could possibly be an ownership decision. And don't get me wrong, I love Josh Harris. But, Brian, let me ask you a question. What was Josh Harris famously known for and approved in Philadelphia to improve the 76ers? What was he famous for doing?
That's nothing basketball, bro. That's a totally different, sport.
Hey, Brian, Arvell Reese, can you spell that first name for me? Can you spell the last name? Because that is a wunderkind. He's 20 years old. He could be even better than Micah Parsons. He could go number one. You had teams fighting over that young man coming out of Ohio State. I'm telling you, you can't rule out that possibility. He could be the next wunderkind linebacker. That's how.
What does that have to do with anything about Josh Harris and what he did in Philadelphia? One player is not going to change a football team, dude.
I think if Josh,
let me finish this.
But if you
one player don't change a football team, it never happens. That's basketball. So when you want to talk about one sport, stick on that sport.
But I think he could have a point here. If we think maybe the star quarterback is always going to get to ownership, they're always going to let the owner know what exactly is going on. And if Harris, I don't think there's tanking to that point of that he's trying to make. But it would not surprise me at all if Harris was like, let's just protect this kid. The season is
Harris saying protect the kid and tanking is two different things.
Yeah, I agree.
What that guy is trying to say is BS, okay? All right, let's be real. And let's just understand one thing. People can call in here and they can say what they want to say. If I disagree with him, I disagree with him. And when I'm going to talk to him, I'm going to talk to him. That dude was off base like hell. And don't come out and ask me to spell something. I can spell more than your ass probably can spell. Let's get that straight. But tanking doesn't happen in football. It does no damn good to tank in football. If you need a quarterback and you're tanking football and there ain't none of them there, it doesn't help you, right? Basketball, that stuff works all the time. But give me a break with that crap about what somebody can read or something.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up? I guess they hit a nerve, huh, Brian? That's crazy. But I agree with you, man. Ain't no such thing as tanking, man. I don't think they're tanking. I think they're looking out for his best interest. Because why put him back in the game against a team that blitzed heavily and put him in harm's way? And didn't Dan say that the doctors did not clear him for the game? So I don't know what it is, why people are so on tanking or down on JD, but I think everybody's just going down the wrong path. Just chill out. Let's get through this season and pray for a better season next year. That's my take.
I did that already.
Thanks, Zeke.
I started that 5 weeks ago, Zeke.
Thanks, buddy. Take one more call here. Let's go to CP in Orlando. What's up, CP?
Guys, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm from Landover, actually. Listen, as much as I would love to see Jaden play, it's a law of diminishing returns at this point. If he was coming back to a desk job after having a dislocated elbow, then, yeah, by most standards, he would probably be okay. But he's coming back to a sport where you got elite athletes knocking him down after running and going 20 miles per hour down to the hard turf, right? And so you got to protect your asset at this point and get him ready and get him fully healed so he can come back and get all the people around him to the best of their ability, surrounding him with everyone going full after off season, and then let's come back ready to go full tilt going into the next season. I mean, under the best stance, best situation, I would love to have him come back this year, granted. But at this point, with him still healing, it just doesn't seem like the best situation for him. That's not being a wimp. That's not him saying he doesn't want to play. I think the organization is looking at it realistically and saying, let him fully heal by football standards so he can come back mentally, physically, and come back ready to go and be be the guy we know he's capable of being. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense.
It's a good call, man. Appreciate you. We'll keep the phone lines going. Big news here. Jaden Daniels not going to play this week. Marcus Mariota gets the start. A lot of different theories on why it happened. I can't stress enough, he re-injured something. That probably gives you greater pause than when the injuries are different. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At the end. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Big news breaking that Marcus Mariota is going to start on Sunday. I think it's crazy how, like, we were getting so many calls to sit Jaden, then they play Jaden. Now people, I can't even really judge what people, what the reactions are. Because the calls have been all over the place.
You know what it is, Jay. You know, when you say do something, when you decide to do one thing, people want you to do the other. And if you flip it over, they'll definitely jump on the other side. This deal is basically where, remember you said, Taylor, you always tell you don't believe what the players say?
Right.
If they ask Jaden, you okay? He said, yep. Can you play? Yep. Well, the doctors go in to check. And that doctor is trained to feel for stuff and also listen and watch your reaction. So if I come in and I grab you and I'm like, grab your arm and I'm like, how does that feel? And you're like, oh, that's cool. But I see you kind of, it's a little tender to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at that point, I tell the coach, listen, he's okay in his mind, but I believe you should let him stay out. I believe that it's still a little tender. We should err on the side of caution. And then the coach says this, that, and the other, and they come in, and Adam walks in, and probably Josh, okay, we're going to protect him from himself. Remember the old sermon, I would say, calm a fool rather than protect it, than, I'd rather calm a fool than resurrect the corpse. In this sense, he's a fool. And it's not in a bad way. This is in a positive way. That fool wants to play. He wants to be out there for his teammates. You got to calm that. You got to protect him from himself. He's not the one that's going to ever sit around and say, oh, I can't go. You know, just be chill. you don't need to go get him uplifted. He's ready to go anyway. And that's probably what happened. Because I've been to many a doctor, and they're like, does that feel good? I'm like, I'm cool. But you know what? They are watching me jump. They know the little thing that they see when something happens. But I don't know how to say, no, I can't go.
Well, and I think, and I don't know if you agree, but I think the calculus changes on if Jaden is a little sore when you consider the output we saw in Minnesota was dreadful. That's the worst performance this team has had in 2 years. Mm-hmm. You've got 4 games left. You're 3-10. I think at some point, listen, Jaden fought like hell to work his way back. They built him a special brace. He played last week. He re-injured the elbow. Mm-hmm. Like that, the calculations are different now than they were a week ago.
They are.
And
they are
and
different.
I think that's okay. Like,
but that's the ultimate thing. It is okay. But I think we have to learn to sometimes ask questions that are more simpler instead of making things kind of like lifted in a sense. Like, it's not everything's not so drastic or so out there. Sometimes it's as simple as this. He's hurt, he play. He hurt, he doesn't play. He play if he's not. People think if he's hurt, he doesn't play. If he's not 100% hurt, then they think he's 100% healthy. You got space in between there somewhere. You know, if you're 40% hurt, you're 60% healthy, right? But you're still 40% hurt. You probably shouldn't be out there on the football field. Because if the other guy's 100%, he's going to destroy your ass. Okay? I think the ultimate thing comes in, everything has become so mesmerized because of how we react every day to damn social media. And that's why everybody's response is so outlandish. We don't think about stuff in a human aspect. We think about how we're going to get rises off of everything. And that screws up the whole topic sometimes. We forget about the actual topic, and we start trying to win a discussion or an argument about something.
I want to let Landfill weigh in. I know he was answering calls, but Professor Landini, what do you make of Marcus going back now?
I guess it's not all that surprising. You know, Jaden left the game with an injury that he's not going to play the next one. Just overall, it's been a pretty terrible year. And I guess it's just going to keep going terrible for us.
I was just saying to B in the last break, what a mess of a season. Just an absolute mess. And this is just more of it. You know what I mean? Like, I still think you got a hell of a player in Jaden Daniels. At this point, through 14 games, he's finished four. He's played four complete games. Mm-hmm. So if you want to make some declaration of what he is or isn't based on this season, you're entitled to that. I'm not. I think 2026 becomes vastly important because that's when you'd pay him, is coming off that season, after mm-hmm. three full seasons, when you can enter into those discussions. They were excellent last year. Jaden was phenomenal. This year has been a mess. Hit these calls. My guy Uncle David is on line one. What's up, David?
Hey, want to welcome Pete Alonso to Baltimore.
Hell yeah.
Here's my bigger problem. My bigger problem is with Kingsbury. I don't think he called great plays for Jaden last year, but he needs to change the plays that Jaden runs this year. Because he's not 100%. He's not the same player. And I don't think that Kingsbury is protecting Jaden enough from himself and from the other defenses. And I got a lot of problem there. So I'm glad Mariota's starting.
Appreciate you, dude. Thank you. Good call. Let's go to line six. E is in D.C. What's up, E?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. I think it was a good decision. We have to, you know, account for, you know, when you dislocate anything, yeah, you can go sit in an office desk. But if you're talking about, you know, rolling around on an NFL football field, that's an entirely different ask. and especially when you're talking about re-aggravating something. And I just haven't seen enough consistency from him off the field with having the types of reps to do this. And I think they get caught in him being such an X and O's guy that you got to, as coaches, I think he can hang with them in a way that makes them feel like they can put him out there on the field with rust when a lot of other quarterbacks you just wouldn't. But that still can be dangerous, and they have to be careful in how much they put on his plate just because how much they believe in his ability. Because even Cliff was like, man, okay, guys, like, this is pretty much as good as it gets. Like, he really believes in his quarterback when it comes to what's going on in between the ears, and so do I. But they're still going to have another version of this. And it seems like when Marcus gets in there, Cliff's offense is working. So we got to be still, you know, Jaden, to my point, it's not all Cliff, because when Marcus gets out there, the quick game, things are happening. So that means it's the same offense. They're called, it's the same signals. Nothing is different. You just go in and know that five can give you more. So he's still going to have to make those reads, and I still think he needs that time. And my question to y'all right now is, if training camp started tomorrow, for example, where he is, you know, forget the injury, but just with time, would he look the same? Because y'all was like, yo, he's got it. It's certain looks and certain things that y'all were able to see when he was coming into the league, and certain stuff that y'all knew right off the bat. Y'all was telling us on the radio, like, look, y'all, we don't say stuff every year. I know what that ball is supposed to look like coming to that sideline. Know what that ball is supposed to – I don't know if he has that same confidence right now as he looked in that second game when he threw that ball to Terry and Cincy. So where is that guy? Where's he been, and how do we get that guy back? You know, and that's what I'm really focused on. I think that is an off-the-field thing. That just doesn't happen on field. That's a that happens off the field, man. So I want to know what y'all think about that.
It's an on-the-field thing. It's an on-the-field thing, but I just think that I agree with you that the confidence level may not be there right now. I think injuries and pain brings a different level of comfort, a comfort level. I can also say one thing to you. You can look at the offense and you can say it's the same, but you know what? Not 100% the same. I have this conversation with a few guys consistently that I know football and know this offense, and they know how defenses are going to prepare it, and they see something totally different. So I would just tell you, don't just look at the plays. Look at the how the read aspect of it. And things are a little different when those two different quarterbacks are in there. They have the same minds, the same mindset of an offense, but they're not running it exactly the same.
What a freaking mess. I mean, 3-10, underdogs to the Giants. I wonder if that – where's my phone? Has that moved with the Mariota news, or do you think Vegas had that baked in, B?
I don't know.
I saw it. You could find it as high as 2.5 at some spots. Now it is, 2.5. So I think Vegas kind of knew that. One thing that was really interesting is I was looking around at fantasy stuff this morning, and they had Mariota listed on all the, like, quarterbacks to play this week. It was all Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
So the fantasy people certainly thought it was going to be Mariota. What's crazy is, like, whether it's fake or not, like, the outrage at every possible decision. Because when
it's not fake. It is the norm in this day and age.
But then people want to change. Like, let's all just approach this honestly. Dan Quinn said after the game he could have gone back in. Okay. Then on Wednesday, Dan Quinn says after the medical people have looked at everything and considered all the options, they're now he's not going to play this week. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean any of that is true. Like, they could just be shutting him down, and this is how they're going to handle it. They're not going to tell you they're shutting him down, but that's what they're doing. It could be the medical people. That could be what's happening. Could be some combination of both. But, like, trying to consider everything the coach is saying at all times is the 100% truth, and that's why you have questions about it, to me, at best, is naive. And if it's something more than that, where you're just
you're out on this staff, so you want to be critical of everything. Okay, like they've lost eight in a row. You could be out on this staff. That's reasonable. But like, yeah, he said Sunday he could have put him back in. That was my decision. You know what Dan might have been trying to do after the Seattle debacle? Just show I'm taking care of my guy, so everybody knows I take care of him. Like a million things could be going on right now, outside of if he is or isn't fully able to play. The videos are out now of him at practice. He's practicing right now. He looks pretty darn good. But you know what's not going to happen to him at practice right now?
He ain't getting hit.
He's not going to get shoved down to the ground and maybe land on his elbow again.
Let me just say this.
I just think we're searching for like an overly simplistic answer that doesn't exist.
I'm going to try to give a suggestion moving forward. The Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, right? And they're sitting in first place right now in the NFC East, right? If you turn on that radio in Philadelphia, nobody cares. Just like they won, just like we were great last year, you forget about last year's a new year. Your thing about living and breathing organisms.
Right.
We were great last year. Let's think about this year based off of this year. And stop worrying about how good it was last year to judge everything this year. And I think you, when you begin to erase last year and think about this year, we haven't seen that team last year, this year at all. Not even in the first game we didn't see it. Not even no game we've seen it. We didn't see it in our San Diego, in our L.A. This is a new team this year, and they are nowhere close to what the team was last year. And if we keep our mind on this and separate, because we are still, every time we see a bad play, well, last year they did this. Let last year go. Because I guarantee up there in about 175 miles, nobody is judging them based off of last year. They want to run the Sirianni. They want to run everyone out of town right now. Learn to forget about last year and think about this year. And that's why I'm at a point where when I see stuff now, a lot of stuff I expect. Like last year, like you said, I expected this in a sense.
Certainly not a surprise.
Yeah.
If you came into today surprised, like if you came into today expecting undoubtedly that Jaden was going to be the starter this week, I would think that's a little. I had somebody that works in sports text me yesterday, do you think Jaden plays? You know what my reply was? I don't know.
That's been mine the whole time. Well, man, you over there, you supposed to know. How the hell I'm supposed to know if they don't know?
Right.
I guarantee they didn't know until the last moment.
Right. All right, nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's JP Finley here for my guys at Paul Henry's Window Installation. There might be some confusion about what's going on in Ashburn. No confusion when Paul Henry's in charge. He's got new windows and doors in my house. It's cold as hell outside. It's windy. It might snow. My house stays nice and cozy thanks to my new windows, new doors from Paul Henry's. He built out a special sunroom on the back of my house. It is perfect in there. Paul's done tremendous work for me and my family, and he can do the same for you. All December long, get 10% off windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off doors at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Plus, you can get an additional 5% off Vitex windows through December 29th. If you get the Vitex, that's 15%, B.
That's a lot of money that you get off there. But, hey, Paul did a great job for me as well. He did windows. He did doors for me. He built me a brand-new pergola. That pergola is outstanding for me. It's a place where I'd like to do all my cooking, keep myself away from the sun just a little bit. And like I said, Paul rolls in, and when he does the job, it's done right the first time. You don't have to worry about him keep coming back to fix this, fix that, because he makes sure when he comes in, he knocks it out. And like Jay said, they finish in time. They come out, they'll knock it out. Sometimes they finish way quicker than you expect. So if you reach out to Paul right now, you'll get 10% off windows with a 5-window minimum and 10% off doors. And through December 29th, you can score an additional 5% off of Vitex windows. So contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today. Tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
Lanville and I had a lot planned for today. We got to talk about this prison situation.
I definitely want to talk about that.
We got to talk about the most Googled list, which is fascinating.
You think those things came from... from down at, what's it called, at Jordan's spot?
I don't know.
You know, they got rid of those drones, so I guess somebody need to use them somewhere.
We're going to figure it all out. Been a very busy show. Grant and Danny coming up next. Obviously, the biggest news in town. Jaden Daniels will not play this weekend. It's going to be Marcus Mariota starting. Then we see these videos. I saw one from Nikki Jabala of Jaden out at practice. Running around, looks the same way he looked last week, but... the difference is, in practice, there's nobody hitting him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no option of him landing on his elbow at practice. I don't know, man. People get crazy about this quarterback stuff. What Washington needs most is Jaden in 2026 to return to complete form and to have a good year.
Yeah.
And a lot of different things might happen to make that happen. But I don't know, dude. They're 3-10. I think trying to analyze everything in a vacuum is kind of silly. Here's what I do know. We got to make some bets.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.